Hi, this is Dina from Family First.
Hi, Dina.
Yes, I was just reaching out. I see that you are eligible to be activated as a caregiver with us. Okay, so I just wanted to run over a couple of things with you before we start. So the schedule I have for right now, I have 13 hours a day and then one day 12 hours. Is that all right with you?
Wait a minute.
Okay, so which day do you want to work 12 hours?
How many days out of the week is it?
It's a 7 day week period.
Okay,
It starts
seven
on
days.
Monday.
Okay, because I'm just making sure my information is right. 7 days a week, 13 hours a day, 1 day is 12 hours. That 1 day would be Sunday.
Sunday.
On Sundays,
Okay.
yes.
And what time in the morning can you clock in?
Let's see. 7 a.m. We'll
Okay.
say 7 to what, 13-hour days. 7 to 8 p.m.
All right.
for
Okay,
the
yep.
13-hour days.
And then till 7. Oh no, wait. Yes, that makes sense. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on just that Sunday. Okay. All right, yeah, this is subject to change at any point. If you guys want to change it, just let us know. All right. Now the week period does begin on a Monday and it runs through Sunday. Every week you get paid on Friday for the previous week that you worked. So that means this Friday you won't see a payment, but every Friday following that you will. Okay. You can start. Are you? Do you live with a patient? Are you currently with a
No, I'm
patient at
her
all?
daughter, but no, I don't live with her.
Okay. So you can work today on a different schedule because I don't want you to miss a day of work. But for today, you'll submit a time sheet. Okay. The time sheet was sent over to your email about 5 minutes ago. So if you want to take a look over there, it's just a link that you can fill out. And then you'll hit submit on the bottom and we'll get it and we'll put it in. Okay.
Okay, the thing with today, won't be able to do it today.
Okay.
What is today, Thursday?
Yeah.
Because I did express to them I could start as early as Friday, because we were, I mean Saturday, because we were
Okay.
waiting on the TB results, which I just got. And I was talking with Monica, and I told her it was negative, but I have to email the results to her,
Right.
and my cell phone was. It fell in water, so it's really acting kind of funky, but I told her I'll get it to her
Oh,
nonetheless,
okay.
one way or another.
All right, so you want to start tomorrow or
Tomorrow.
Saturday?
Definitely, it's going to have to be Saturday morning. It's
Okay.
going to have to be Saturday morning.
All
Because
right,
that was
so
my original
Saturday.
plan, Saturday morning,
So
and
that's the
that will.
6th of the month.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so yeah, Saturday and Sunday, that'll be 1 week. And then Monday we'll start a new week.
A new
That'll be your
week.
first full week of work.
Okay, and you said I would check in by this link that you sent me. Let me
So
see.
the link is
Eight
to a
p.m.
timesheet. The timesheet is only used if you're unable to clock in and out. As far as clocking in and out goes, you'll be speaking to your coordinator about that. Her name is Valeria. She'll call you sometime later today. She'll be your main source of contact from this point on, and she'll help you download the app. It's just an app on your phone that checks where the patient's location is and it clocks you in based off that.
And is there a specific number or something that I would need, or like a do I call from the patient's phone?
So you can use an app on your phone. So you'll just click clock in when you get in or clock out. If your phone is giving you issues, there is a phone option. You'll discuss that with your coordinator, though.
Okay, with Valeria. Okay,
Yeah.
that'd be fine.
Okay. And I also just quickly wanted to verify the last four digits of your direct deposit. Okay. So I have here 3169. I want to make sure that's correct.
Okay, give me one second here. I'm
Sure.
grabbing that off my desk. Okay, for the direct deposit, it is. it's so difficult to find.
Yeah. I sent it to you in the email. If you want, you can look it over later.
I definitely want to make sure that's correct, though.
Yep.
Because this was a new account. When you're looking for something, you can't find it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look it over on the email and.
Okay.
Correct
it
that.
Should be correct. It's based off the form you filled
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure
check.
I put in the right numbers.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't mess that up. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one more thing, I also sent you your login credentials to a website called ExcelForce. That's basically the website we use where you can view your pay stubs at the end of the week. You'll get them in on Thursday, and your W-2s at the end of the year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and a question about that. Are taxes taken out automatically, or I do that on my own at the end of the year?
Taxes are taken out automatically each week. Yeah,
oh,
based
okay.
off what you filled out on your W-4 form.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, great.
All right, so yeah, you should be good to go. I'm going to put you in for Saturday.
Yeah, starting and, yeah. Saturday morning, yeah.
Okay. All right, and just look at a call from a call from Valeria. She'll be your coordinator, so make sure to save her number, all right?
Okay, I will. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, great. You're welcome. You have a good one, and
you
make
too.
Sure to let your patient know you're starting.
Yeah, definitely. She's my mother,
okay.
so definitely.
Okay.
She's waiting
well,
on
know.
Me, even though I do it anyway, because
yeah.
she's my mother. But, okay. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.